Welcome to Liberty High School. We're filming today's podcast live from the Peoria Student Broadcast Network Media Productions Room, and I'm so thrilled to have some very special students serving as my co-hosts today. Welcome to Justin Campbell and Darian White. We've been filming each podcast for the 2012-2013 school year at a variety of our high schools to provide our media production students with an opportunity to help us produce our news show. A special thank you to Mr. Brian Yoder and Mr. Travis Hutchinson, two of our phenomenal media productions teachers, for helping coordinate today's show. Before I turn it over to Justin and Darian, I'd like to take a minute to bring you a safety update. Since our last show, the nation has felt the ripple effect of the horrific tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. I want to assure you that in the Peoria Unified School District, safety is our number one priority. We have strong relationships with law enforcement in Peoria and in the city of Glendale, and we continue to work with them to enhance our safety procedures. In addition, our schools go through safety drills, take steps to secure their buildings, and update their safety plans, and this goes on an annual basis. Recently, our administrators for K-12 Academic Services, Mr. Steve Savoy, gave an in-depth presentation to our governing board regarding school safety. We have posted it for our community on our website, and I encourage you to view this presentation. We will remain ever vigilant in keeping our schools as safe as they possibly can be. Thank you for the role that each of you play in supporting our efforts. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the cameras towards our delightful students, and thanks again to Justin and Darian.
Thank you, Dr. Santarelli. The Peoria Unified School District is pleased to announce that Superintendent Dr. Santarelli has been named All-Arizona Superintendent of the Year for Large Districts by the Arizona School Administrators, or ASA, Association. Under Dr. Santarelli's leadership, Peoria Unified has been labeled an A district by the Arizona Department of Education and has a 93% high school graduation rate and was the first district in the state to receive international accreditation. Congratulations, Dr. Santarelli.
The new year welcomes two new governing board members to our district. We extend a very special Peoria welcome to Mr. Matthew Bullock and Mrs. Tracy Livingston, who began their terms in January.
Join individuals, businesses, and corporate philanthropists from across the West Valley as the Peoria Education Foundation honors City of Peoria Mayor Bob Barrett as recipient of the 2013 Visionary Award. The 8th Annual Peoria Education Foundation Visionary Awards Dinner and celebration will be held at 6 p.m. on Monday, March 4th, 2013, at the Arizona Broadway Theater. In addition to the presentation of the Visionary Award, the foundation will celebrate other local organizations for their past and continuing support of the Peoria Education and Peoria Unified School District. This year's honorees include the Dairy Council of Arizona, Larry Miller Toyota, Vote for PUSD Kids Bond Committee, and Swift Charities for Children. All proceeds from the event will benefit programs that the foundation supports in the Peoria Unified School District. Questions regarding reservations for the event or donations of silent auction items may be directed to the Peoria Unified School District Public Relations Department.
Congratulations to our district spelling bee champion from Zuni Hills Elementary School, 8th grader Jack Schildahl, correctly spelled the word bespoke. District boasts two winners in the Arizona Department of Education Visual Arts Competition. Arizona, a brilliant kaleidoscope of color, form, and design. The award ceremony was held January 11th and revealed Brooke Bartiguez, first grade student at Desert Harbor Elementary School, was a Division I first place winner of the competition. In addition, Selver Mutlu, fifth grade student at Zuni Hills Elementary School, took third place in Division II. This semester, our very own Liberty High School welcomed a new resource officer, Lisa Hale, to our campus. Officer Hale will spend time patrolling and serving as mentor to build relationships at our school. Welcome, Officer Hale. Peoria Unified Early Childhood Center for Excellence in Learning program has been awarded the opportunity to participate in the Arizona Statewide Early Childhood Autism Project. This project is in cooperation with the Arizona Department of Education, Early Childhood Unit, and STAR Autism Support. Peoria Unified has 40 preschool classrooms located on 15 campuses. All of the campuses are led by special education and general education teachers and include children with mixed abilities, including those with autism spectrum disorders.
Community members, parents, and guests are welcome to join us for the Spring Patron Tour. Our patron tour will highlight Peoria High School and Alta Loma Elementary School on Friday, March 1st at 8:30 a.m. If you'd like to see our first-class educational opportunities in action, sign up by emailing public relations at pusdpr@pusd11.org.
In an effort to streamline valuable information for parents and the community, Peoria Unified School District is updating the look and feel of its public-facing website. The new site, which was designed by the district's Internet Management and Technology Department, is coming soon to an Internet browser near you. We encourage you to visit www.peoriaud.k12.az.us to check out the new website.
There are a number of other ways you can get district information and stay in the know with what is happening across our 40 schools. Look for us on social media by visiting us on Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, or Twitter. You can stay connected with the news from the governing board by watching each meeting streaming live from our district website. For a recap of those meetings, sign up to receive our e-board update, a summary of each board meeting, sent through an RSS feed.
That's all from our team here at Liberty High School. Back to you, Dr. Santarelli.
A very special thank you to Mr. Yoder, Mr. Hutchinson, and the Liberty High School students who helped make this production possible. As Justin and Darian mentioned, we are thrilled to be launching a new and improved website as a key communication tool for our community. We'd like to leave you with a snapshot of the new site so you can see how user-friendly and how easy it is to navigate. Until next time, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for supporting the Peoria Unified School District.